So how'd your preach go today, Brother Zelos? You were at some political religious event.
Yeah, it was a lot of worship, totally ecumenical. This event was just, I don't know how to put a word on it, satanic. They had a guy on the microphone. I'm not kidding. I'm going to try and find it on video if I can even hear it, because I was talking with someone. They had a guy on the microphone. This is their gospel, right? Jesus loves you. And even though you're a big sinner, Jesus still loves you, and he's going to save you. And if you can't overcome and you live in your sin, Jesus loves you, and he's still going to save you.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's why they have thousands of people in the park, right?
Yeah, it was an eye-opener. I got this pamphlet here, so it just some highlights. There was a few seekers, very, very few. There was three young women, one of whom might reach out. There was Matthew, who you talked to briefly.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
There was another guy named Wesley. Like every time you met someone who literally did not fight against God's truth, you felt like giving him a huge hug and a kiss. It's just like, wow, I don't know if you're going to do anything, but at least you're not fighting it. And then the rest of them were like, literally.
Like a breath of fresh air, huh?
Amen. Brother Pergos, you remember the guy we met at Stampede? He believes saints have demons.
Yes, was that the one trying to sell his book?
Yep. So I ran into
Wait. He believed in what about demons?
The saints of God. Yeah. The blood-bought saints of Christ with the Holy Spirit have demons.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of we're a mix of the two. And I thoroughly rebuked him and called him out for being a heretic, a liar, and preaching satanic doctrines. And he started following me around. And he eventually left because I turned my back on him. And he was walking beside me. I just ignored him and walked. And they're like, why are you following me? Stop harassing me. And I walked away. And then there was this other guy and a young boy, probably about 12. And these two were workers of Satan. So I started talking. This is their gospel. Literally, they gave me a pamphlet here. I have it. Okay? Admit your need. Be willing to turn from trusting in anything. Not even turn from your sin. Be willing to turn from trusting in anything else for eternal life and trust only in Christ. Believe that Jesus died for you on the cross and came back to life from the grave, and receive Jesus' offer to forgive your sins and come into your life as your Savior. You may want to tell him words like these. Dear Jesus, thank you for making a sinner's prayer.
Yeah.
So this is their gospel, okay? I'm the one who has a false god, and they were literally workers of Satan. So they would literally follow me. And I'm like, why are you following me? Stop harassing me. Oh, it's free speech. We can follow you. And they were following me around until I walked up to the police, and the police had a good talk with them about harassment. And then they still followed me around. And every time I would go, somebody would stop and talk. They would literally walk right up, interject in the conversation, and start throwing false gospel
things
there, and I rebuked them.
That's what workers of Satan do. They want to get you in your flesh. They want to distract, and then they want to take you away from being able to share any truth with people.
Yeah, and then after the police the second time told the older guy to stop harassing and following me, they would follow me from a little bit of a distance, and then he'd send the kid with these pamphlets and walk up and people, oh, Jesus loves you. Here's the true gospel. This guy's false. And I would literally keep rebuking him. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
The workers of Satan. And that was one of them. And then, yeah, it was like, I was walking around. It's very open. And then Sean Foyt saw my sign, and he comes running out with his guitar and a photographer, and he stands next to me, and I offer him a gospel card and rebuked him. And I call him, when are you going to repent of your grave sucking? When are you going to repent of selling the things of God for money? When are you going to repent of your heresy and demonic false ways? And he just ran off after he took a picture.
Yeah, I was going to say, let me guess, because he did the same thing to me. Let me guess, he had no answers in God's word.
He didn't even talk. He was just like, smile, took a couple pictures and ran off.
If you look at him close and get up close to him, he's got like a demonic look. He's got like crazy eyes. And I think he may well have demons.
Well, judging from what I'm seeing, half the people there had him. Then there was Arthur Pelosi and David Pelosi there. And I called out David Pelosi again. Are you aware that your buddy, because Sean Foyt, on stage probably, I heard him, talked about his good friend Art Pelosi. And I'm like, are you aware that your good friend practices grave stalking and demonic practice? He's like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you're still united to it? I got him on video. And then there was this other guy, like, half the guys would come up to me and start wasting time until I cut them off. They were very aggressive. I wasn't. I never got in my flesh. Praise God for that. He did eat me.
Awesome.
So he comes up and he starts talking. And then, I've been a chaplain for 30 years in the prison system. And I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I'm like, for what? I rebuke you for what you're doing here. I'm lifting up the biblical savior. You're going to rebuke me for preaching Christ crucified. I rebuke you. I pulled out my phone. This is on a body camera. These guys are so undiscerning. I pull out my phone and turn on the video. I didn't even turn on the video. I just pulled it out. Hey, brother. So this guy is rebuking me for lifting up the biblical gospel. He literally turned around and ran away mid-sentence.
Yeah, they don't like it when the light comes on. Hey, how about this? Let's see. I wanted to share a verse here. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Yeah, they love not the truth. That's the problem. They're following false gospels, doctrines of demons, familiar spirits. Yeah. I want to know.
Guys come up and want to pray with you.
Yeah, I want to know. I want to know about the Holy Spirit Cafe.
Yeah, I sent you that video.
What is that?
So they got, on one hand, you got this Billy Graham rapid response team booth. I called them out. You got the video there. I called them out for a false gospel, and there was a couple guys who I walked past, and I literally stopped it. Don't listen to these guys. They're deceiving you. They're going to curse false gospel. This is the biblical gospel. They didn't like me, but I didn't care. They're literally workers of Satan. Except Jesus, they're saved.
Yep.
And then they've got this other Spirit Cafe. And I read it off their site. So you go there, and then whatever you think you want from the Holy Spirit, is it healings, is it interpretation of dreams, is it, I don't know what the whole list was. So like, the Holy Spirit's like a cup of coffee. You go to the cafe now, and they'll dispense it for you in whatever form you want.
That's
satanic.
That is profane.
Yeah, that's satanic. I mean, they're taking blasphemy to a whole nother level here.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Was it still going on, or is it broken up now?
Nope. They went till 6 o'clock sharp, and then everybody started scattering. And then a bunch of guys saw my sign, and it seems like you couldn't wait to come out, and everybody wants a piece of you. And so, yeah, my sign really got a lot of people. Like, I started some decent conversations, but I got a lot of people really mad.
Yeah, well, that's okay, because it cuts across what the truth. The truth cuts across what they need to hear, and hopefully they'll go and open the scriptures and test those things. It's those events with Sean Foyt and all of those patriotic events. It's all emotion and flesh based, and ecumenical, and anything goes. And it's a false Jesus that just, as you said, loves everybody. And the gospel is just believe that he died for your sin and you're going to go to heaven and God bless America or God bless Canada. That's pretty much what they believe in those wicked events.
Yeah, and then there's the whole idea of, well, it's so hypocritical. So you got everybody from Roman Catholic, the Pentecostals, and everywhere in between, all coming here, claiming Christ. Oh, well, why can't we all just go come together and worship God?
Yeah.
It makes your head spin sometimes, the amount of lies out there. And then you meet someone, it's like they all contend and push back, and you meet one person, and it's like, yeah, this doesn't seem right. What you're saying sounds right. Something's wrong here. And you start telling them, and yeah, that's good. See, I knew something was wrong. Thank you. And you're like, you literally want to give them a hug because it's like so rare.
Well, it makes you see how few there are really, a few saints, huh?
Amen.
Yeah, a lot of deception. Brother Purgos, any scriptures come to your mind with all of this that he's talking about?
You cut out for a second. What did you say?
I said, any scriptures come to mind about this event that he preached at? Mixing politics and false events and worldliness and ecumenicalism and fleshly ways.
I was listening to Timothy for a little bit today, and the epistles in general. Actually, I'll give a verse from 2 Peter 2:1. Now there are also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies that even deny the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves.
Yeah.
That came to mind while you guys were talking.
We're living through that, aren't we? So we just have to hold fast through it all and preach sound doctrine, live sound doctrine, and know that when we do it, then our hands are clean after we do it, and we know few are going to come. We know we're walking through Satan's kingdom. You sure feel that when you go through places like that, don't you, Brother Zelos?
There's a verse in Matthew that jumps to mind, like, if the light of the body, like if your eye be darkness, how great is that darkness? And it's kind of like all these people who claim to follow Christ, but they're following the spiritual darkness and lies and deception. And man, how great is that darkness?
Yeah, amen. I think it's, I always like to remind myself that these people, these events, are a fulfillment of prophecy. I think about what Jesus said in Matthew 24. And he said, there shall be false Christs and false prophets and show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they would deceive even the very elect. And then earlier, he talked about false teachers. He talks about it three or four times in Matthew 24. And we are definitely, verse 11, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound and the love of many shall wax cold. I think that's what we're living through right now. The church systems, the mainstream church systems have bought into all the lies, and they're going further and further down the road of heresy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Me and
hey, they all believe in Jesus.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, they all believe in Jesus, but it's a false savior, right?
Yeah, it's a false Jesus, a false gospel, and a false spirit.
Yeah, let's read about that. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 4. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus whom we've not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might bear with him. He's talking about exactly what's going on today. Satan is a master deceiver, and he's created a false Christ and a false gospel. And I believe those places are led by false spirits. Sean Foyt and all of his group of heretic men, they're all following familiar spirits, not sound doctrine.
Yeah, I heard that today too. Some woman, they want to come up. There was a couple, and first it seemed like they wanted the gospel. They agreed with it, and then of course you have to cut it off because they agree with the gospel. But it's almost like when somebody has a heart for the truth, they want to talk more about it and more about God's truth. And when people say yeah, and they just kind of toss it aside, and then they jump into their testimony and how apparently she learned the word of God without reading it. The Holy Spirit just gave it to her. And then she opened her Bible, and then, oh, yeah, this is what I'm taught. And I'm like, what are you following?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of mysticism, and there's a lot of Gnostic ways. There's a lot of, obviously, false spirituality going on. And so we just have to warn people about it and protect our lives and our houses and our body from it. And it should encourage us, because we know that we're living in the last days. Brother Kua and I and Sister Amin went out. We preached at a college football game in town where we are. And it was pretty dark. Sister Amin got to talk to quite a few seekers, I would say. But Brother Kua and I didn't. They were... the youth are very deceived by... We see, here's what goes on at college campuses. So you either have your secular youth and your new age youth, your witchcraft youth, but there's a lot of Christians there, so-called. And these inner varsity ministries come on campus, and they tell them that Jesus died for them, just believe in him, and you don't have to leave all your sin, and you're going to be just fine. And these inner varsity groups and all these college campus Christian groups come on there, and in order to be popular, they're man-pleasing, itchy-eared gospels. And we had a lot of people telling us today, yeah, we believe in Jesus, but we don't have to do nothing. He did it all. He forgives my sin no matter what I do. And we're like, that's not what the scriptures tell you. You got to repent and turn. No, we don't have to repent and turn. And they were just caught up in the frivolity. The band came through and all the foolishness of the band and carnality. And then there was older men from the other team, and I preached to him, and I said, sir, you're an old man like me, you should know better. And the guy points to his shirt like this, and he goes, we're a Christian college. So the Christian college was there playing La Crosse University, and the guy says, we're a Christian college. I said, open your Bible and show me where the Bible says we can be like the world, of the world, play violent football, be carnal, preach a false gospel. He just shook his hand and walked away. So it was a good day. We got to preach in front of thousands of people, and quite a few gospel cards went out. Like I said, Sister Amen was able to talk to quite a few people, and it's a dark place. The college campuses are a dark place, but we got to shine the light. Brother Kuo's lifting up his voice, street preaching, holding his big giant sign, and telling them, I used to be here. I used to be a college student. His eyes are open, wide open now about the college and the young women, and his eyes are just like wide open. He's like, I can't believe how sinful it is here. The Holy Spirit's really illuminating, showing him a lot of things now. It's pretty awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, we had to, when we first showed up, the police were right on us. We had to remove our sticks. You can't have a stick when you are on a college campus because they could be used as a weapon. So we had to leave Brother Kuo there, took his stick down, had to take my sticks. We had to go leave, go back to the van. I had to unscrew my sign, and I had to remanufacture it quick. We went right back. We went right back to preaching. They weren't going to stop us, so it was all good. So we see the Bible come to life. Brother Kuo said it today. He said he feels like he's called doing what he's supposed to do. Learning the word, living the word, fellowshipping with true saints, and going on preaching the gospel. And that is our life, is it not, brothers?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And you know how precious it is to have brothers who, when you quote scripture, they don't like, yeah, well, and trample it and go past it. It's really refreshing to talk to people who actually have a respect for God's word.
Amen.
Because when people, I'm a Christian. This is wrong. Why are you here? Why is it wrong? Tell me. And you start listening. False gospel. I mean, the minute you tell somebody false gospel, they should be going, what? That's bad. Right?
Because they should be testing it.
They should be like, wow, that's bad. False gospel is a curse. I don't want to be a part of this. Ecumenism, linked to a bunch of heresy and false ways. I don't want to be a part of that.
It's amen.
Like, oh, yeah, what else? Yeah, what else? Yeah, like, no matter what you would give them, it's like, yeah, whatever, what else? It's like, the Word of God has no, just that one verse, and I even quoted it a few times.
Yeah, look at
it. A few times. He that is of God, hears God's Word. You don't hear because you're not of God.
Yeah, they have not ears to hear. Brother Purgos, could you go to Romans 10?
Mm-hmm.
And could you read 13, 14, and 15?
You know, I forgot about this one. While Brother Purgos is looking up a verse, this kind of blows my mind a little bit. So this guy walks up to me, and I offer him a gospel card, and then he says he's a Satanist. He's just standing there watching the event. Okay, well, you're not a Satanist. Well, you're going to bow before Christ one day. You need to repent. So I keep walking. The next thing you know, along he comes again, and he walked around to meet me. And he starts defending this event. You have a Satanist defending Sean Foyt in this event. I mean, if that doesn't tell you
it doesn't get any weirder than that, that's for sure. Or it's like the it's like the atheist defending the modern pastor.
Yeah, it's like it's a Satanist. But they're all Christians and they're seeking to worship God. What is wrong here? Well, they literally defending, like, it's an eight. Yeah, that just kind of blew my mind a bit.
We know why they all get along, because who is their father?
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Brother Purgos, read those verses for us.
Romans 10, 13 and 14.
And 15.
Okay. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him they have? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of which the gospel of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things.
Amen. That's our job, brothers, to go forth, bring the gospel, preach it, warn people about their false Jesus, call them to repentance. Today I was talking about inviting people into the marriage supper of the Lamb, and then people are walking by and shooting to go to their football game, and they're carrying their beers, and they're carrying their flags, and they're carrying all their fan paraphernalia. And I'm preaching that the king invited them into the wedding, but the people were too busy. They had no time. They were doing other things. And I said, then he said, go invite everybody else. And then one guy gets in and he didn't prepare himself and he didn't have a wedding garment on, and he gets cast into outer darkness. And one old guy, older than me, came up to me. You'll see it on the videos on our preach. We posted it already. He stuck his face right in mine. He goes, I'm a Christian and you're an embarrassment. Just like that. And I said, I'm an embarrassment. I said, he was on crutches. I said, as you're hobbling along to go to your football game, I'm preaching the doctrines of God and I'm an embarrassment. That's what the American church, that's how bad they are. If you go and lift up your voice and preach Jesus and sound doctrine, you are an embarrassment. And another guy turned around, he said, he was about 35, he had a little son, little boy on his shoulders. He said, thanks, brother. Keep preaching. I said, sir. Said, you called me brother. I said, why are you here? He goes, what? I said, football, the culture, carnality. He goes, what's wrong with football? I said, it's covetous, it's prideful, it's rowdy. I said, it's vain, it's not redeeming the time. I said, it's in an antichrist college system. You know what he said to me? He goes, well, yeah, but it's fun. This is your American Christians. You can show them 12 sins of their church or their sports, and they go, well, yeah, but Jesus died for our sin, right? So it's okay, and this is fun. This is how bad it has become. And so it's good to know these things. And we go forth as light in a dark place and salt in a wicked culture. And God's word always does what it's intended to do, brothers.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting you say that, because I heard the same thing, kind of. So the event was pretty much over. There was a couple of guys standing there. I was kind of contending, and they wanted to go down a bunch of rabbit trails, and I was sticking to the gospel. It's like, why do we want to keep going back to gospel? I want to talk about your sign. And I'm like, you can't understand why this is a lie if you don't understand the truth. You need the gospel. And then this one guy comes up, and he's like, man, I feel so sorry for you. You could have just come in there and had so much fun with all of us. Instead, you're out here being miserable all alone.
Yep, we hear that.
Come on.
We hear that. Yeah, you're like Noah. You're working on that ark. Look at you laboring on that ark. Come have fun with the culture. Come on. Then sudden destruction comes upon them.
Yeah.
You said how precious the saints were. To Sister Kyle, I think it was in the email I sent her yesterday, I was telling her how precious the witness are of saints that hold fast, and how that can really help people overcome and strengthen other people. They see the strong witness of other people, and then how if saints fall away into sin or pull back, that can weaken people. And that's really an important thing to think about, is your consistency in the faith. And just doing what God's called you to do, and realize that God's watching, your brothers and sisters are watching, your house is watching, and other people on the internet are watching, and when you go out, the world's watching, and you just be a consistent light, because one day, if we overcome, we're going to talk about overcoming today, I think, if we get time, we could be a pillar in the temple I love that. And in order to be a pillar, you got to be strong and you got to be consistent. So it's a good thing to remember that. Let our witness be consistent. And yeah, precious are the saints that do that. Amen. Well, I'm glad you made it out of there alive, brother.
Yeah, there was some harassment. There was people following me. Even had a security guard following me and all of that. But they all got I rebuked them. I asked them why they're following me. Because I just kept walking and circling it. I was hoping after I got to 7, it would go kind of just collapse or stuff. But nothing happened, so it just kept circling.
Yeah. Well, good stuff. I look forward to hearing about our next preaches. Well done, brother.
Mm-hmm.